This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon is away. I'm Linda Wertheimer. It's looking more and more as if a loose piece of insulating foam started the Space Shuttle Columbia on the path to its fiery breakup in the skies over the Southwest. The foam in question broke off from the fuel tank during a launch and struck the shuttle's left wing at an estimated 530 miles an hour. Yesterday afternoon, accident investigators conducted an experiment which showed for the first time that the foam would have packed enough of a punch to actually crack the leading edge of the shuttle's wing. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
For about a month now, engineers have been running a series of tests, shooting foam at various materials to see what breaks. Yesterday, for the first time, the target was an actual piece of the leading edge of a space shuttle wing. Parts of it are made of a material called reinforced carbon-carbon and acts as a heat shield. The media were told to bring binoculars and hats to the Southwest Research Institute in San Antonio, Texas. The institute is home to one of the world's largest gas-powered guns. So big, the engineers joke they would like to enter it into one of those mechanical pumpkin-throwing contests because they think they'd win. This time, the gun was loaded with a block of foam and aimed at the shuttle wing. No one knew for sure what would happen. Independent producer Janet Heimlich recorded the event for NPR, which began, as a shuttle launch does, with a countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
The foam shattered on impact, and engineers walked up to assess the damage. An hour later, Scott Hubbard, the lead investigator for the tests, gave his preliminary assessment.
The first significant finding is that we cracked a rib on the structure. I'll take a piece off of our model here and show you. On the inside, right along here, there is a crack that runs from 4 inches down from this apex, the full length of this rib.
The crack was about 3 inches long. In the days after Columbia's launch, engineers concluded that the foam strike did not pose a danger. Investigators say engineers apparently did not consider the possibility that the foam would hit the wing's leading edge. Hubbard described the rest of the damage. Two seals that fit between panels on the wing's leading edge had also been dislocated, he said, opening up a narrow gap. In another place, a small chip a bit larger than a postage stamp had come off. Earlier in the week, investigators shot foam at a fiberglass model of the wing and were also able to cause damage. Investigators think a breach in the shuttle's wing allowed hot gases to enter, melting the shuttle's supporting structure. Hubbard said it's unclear if the damage they've seen in these tests would have proved fatal.
We've got a couple of the world's experts, and they're scratching their heads and trying to figure out what this might mean. What I can say is if such a crack had been found on an inspection, you would not fly with it. You would not take a piece that is this damaged into space.
Investigators say that NASA did study twice how reinforced carbon-carbon would hold up on impact, but both times engineers focused on what would happen if a small meteorite hit the wing. Meanwhile, foam struck the orbiter on every launch. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.